said Lutze.
Yes.
Creator and destroyer.
Right.
Apparently complicated, apparently patternless behaviour that nevertheless has a simple deterministic explanation and is a key to the new levels of understanding of the multidimensional universe.
You'd better believe it.
What? Got to move with the times, mister. Got to keep up, shouted Lutze excitedly, hopping from foot to foot. You're what people think you are, and they've changed you. I hope you're good at sums.
You can't tell me what to do, Chaos roared. I'm Chaos!
You don't think so? Well, your big comeback ain't gonna happen now that the auditors have taken over. The rules, mister. That's what they are. They're cold, dead rules.
Silver lightning flickered in the walking cloud that had once been Ronnie. Then cloud, cart and horse vanished.
Well, could have been worse, I suppose, said Lutze to himself. Not a very bright lad, really. Possibly a bit too old-fashioned.
He turned around and found a crowd of auditors watching him. There were dozens of them. He sighed and grinned his sheepish little grin. He'd had just about enough one day.
Well, I expect you have heard of Rule 1, right?
He said. That seemed to give them pause. One said, We know millions of rules, human.
Billions, trillions, said another.
Well, you can't attack me, said Lutze, cause of Rule 1.
The nearest auditors went into a huddle.
It must involve gravitation.
No, quantum effects, obviously.
Logically, there cannot be a Rule 1, because at that point there would be no concept of plurality.
But if there is not a Rule 1, can there be any other rules? If there is no Rule 1, where is Rule 2?
There are millions of rules. They cannot fail to be numbered.
Wonderful, thought Lutze. All I have to do is wait until their heads melt. But an auditor stepped forward. It looked more wild-eyed than the others, and was much more unkempt. It was also carrying an axe.
We do not have to discuss this, it snapped. We must think this is nonsense. We will not discuss it.
But what is rule, an auditor began.
You will call me Mr. White.
Mr. White, what is Rule 1?
I am not glad you asked that question, screamed Mr. White,
and swung the axe. The body of the other auditor crumbled in around the blade, dissolving into floating motes that dispersed in a fine cloud.
Anyone else got any questions? Said Mr. White, raising the axe again.
One or two auditors, not yet entirely in tune with current developments, opened their mouths to speak, and shut them again. Lutze took a few steps back. He prided himself on an incredibly well-honed ability to talk his way in or out of anything, but that rather depended on a passably sane entity being involved at the other end of the dialogue. Mr. White turned to Lutze.
What are you doing out of your place, organic?
But Lutze was overhearing another whispered conversation. It was coming from the other side of a nearby wall, and it went like this.
Who cares about the damned wording? Accuracy is important, Susan. There is a precise description on the little map inside the lid. Look. And do you think that will impress anyone? Please, things should be done properly. Oh, give it to me then.
Mr. White advanced on Lutze, axe raised.
It is forbidden to, he began. Eat, oh good grief, eat a delicious fondant sugar cream infused with delightfully rich and creamy raspberry filling wrapped in mysterious dark chocolate, you grey bastards.
A shower of small objects pattered down on the street. Several of them broke open. Lutze heard a whine, or rather, the silence caused by the absence of a whine he'd grown used to.
Oh no, I'm winding down.
Trailing smoke, but looking more like a milkman again, albeit one that had just delivered to a blazing house, Ronnie Soak stormed into his dairy.
Oh, does he think he is?
He muttered, gripping the spotless edge of a counter so hard that the metal bent.
Ha! Oh, yeah, they just toss you aside, but when they want you to make a comeback...
Under his fingers, the metal went white-hot and then dripped.
I've got customers. I've got customers. People depend on me. It might not be a glamorous job, but people will always need...